Hey, Wowzer fams, Mindy here. And before we begin our last episode of 2020, I just want to thank you for inviting us into your earballs this year. Guy Raz, Reggie, Dennis, Grandma G-Force, Thomas Fingerling, and I are all super grateful for you and our world organization of Wowzers who help to power the wow here at Tinkercast. We'll be taking a short mini break, but we'll be back soon with all new episodes for the rest of season 5. In the meantime, we'll have some encores of old favorites to keep you from going bonker balls. And grown-ups, be sure to follow us on social media at Wow in the World and our website, tinkercast.com, for more wow. Have a happy, merry everything this holiday season. And now, please enjoy this brand new episode of Wow in the World. Chugga chugga choo choo, the science of misophonia. Here we go.
Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
Great job on that! Maybe just a little more frosting around the windows? Gotta make sure we've covered every nook and cranny. I know, I am so excited to get my gingerbread mansion in shape for hosting game night tonight. And thanks to you, Reg, this place is looking tasty.
And these walls taste delicious, Reggie. Now, what game do you think we should play tonight? I mean, there's musical stairs, the one where everyone runs up and down my crumbling gingerbread staircase, and then the last person to fall through the stairs wins the game. It's an intense game of survival. Yeah, you're right. Maybe it is a little too intense. Oh, I know. How about bobbing for Scrapple? Everyone loves waterlogged pork scraps. I'm running out of ideas, Reg. Pin the snails on the zombie? Well, what else is there to play? Reggie, our guests are going to be here for game night any second now. Oh, that's them. They're here. Coming. Walk, 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 walk. Kicking down the door.
Surprise! Ah, you should have seen your face.
Nope, not a surprise party. It's game night. But so happy to see you, Thomas Fingerling. Hey, where's Grandma G-Force?
Up here, Mandy, on the roof.
What?
G-Force, how'd you get up there?
Well, I just shimmied up the drain pipe. Thought I'd make my grand entrance through the chimney.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea.
What? You got diarrhea?
No, I...
It's okay to have diarrhea, Mandy. Just drink lots of fluids.
Knock, knock. Oh, the door's all smashed again.
Dennis! What's in your hands there?
Oh, nothing. Just a little gift for the hostess.
Oh, wow. A poster-sized autographed photo of you, Dennis. Thanks.
Oh, don't mention it.
Okay.
I mean, you can mention it a little. I was just trying to...
Hey, Mindy. Hey, Dennis.
Guy Razzie!
Sorry I'm a little late to the game night. I hope I haven't missed anything.
Oh, no, you're fine. Everyone's still just arriving.
Okay, well, this is for you.
Ooh, a bouquet of... kale?
An organic bouquet of kale handpicked by yours truly. And look, the ribbon is your favorite color.
Polka dots! So, should I put this in a vase or hide it in a smoothie? Maybe feed it to a rabbit or...
Whoa, Mindy, I love what you've done with the place. Though I have to say, the marshmallow sofa is not really working in that configuration, and I preferred your cups being in the cabinet next to the fridge. I don't understand why you moved them.
Wait, Dennis, have you actually...
actually ever even been inside of my gingerbread mansion?
No.
Oh.
Is that a chandelier made of candy? A candelier? Oh, and look at the craftsmanship on the exposed pretzel beans. Now, hopefully that's a pressure-treated pretzel.
Hey, Mindy, mind if I change the music? I just put together a great party playlist.
Oh, yeah, sure. Do whatever you want, Guy Raz. Has anyone seen Grandma G-Force?
I thought she was up on the roof having diarrhea.
What's that elevator music sound I'm hearing?
Oh, it's elevator music. This song is called...
Excuse me. Has anyone seen Grandma G-Force?
Mindy, she said she was coming in through the chimney.
What?
First one to catch me wins a free ham.
Ooh, ham!
Don't fall!
Booyah!
G-Force, I said don't fall!
Oh, sorry, couldn't hear that.
Okay, well, now that everyone's here for the neighborhood game night, how about a party game?
Oh, I love party games. Are we going to pick teams and then team names?
I call team Razzmatazz.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
What kind of party game is this, Mindy?
Ah, great question, Guy Raz. What kind of party game is this? Well, it's a guessing game where everyone wears a blindfold.
Oh, well, good thing I always carry a blindfold on me. Okay, there we go. Now what?
Then we...
Mindy, it sounds like you're trailing off there. We put on blindfolds and then what?
Mindy, do you have a game planned or are you just making this up as you go along? Because when I host game night, I make out a planning spreadsheet where I list all of the...
Excuse me? What'd you say?
Hey, Forrest, can't you hear nothing?
What? There's chimney soot stuck inside my ears, and I can't hear the sweet sound of sounds.
Sound! Yes, sound! It is a sound game, a blindfolded guess the sound game.
Go on.
And to play, one person, or pigeon, makes a sound, and then everyone else has to guess what that sound is.
There. Got that soot out. I can hear again. It's a miracle.
Any questions about the game?
What game?
Grab a G-Force.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I think we got it, Mindy. We're playing Name That Sound.
Yes, that is the name of the game that I have been planning and preparing to play with you all for months now.
Quit bragging about your phony game and get your blindfold on already.
Oh, right. Here's a blindfold for you, Grandma G-Force.
You want me to put a brown paper bag over my head?
Uh-huh.
Well, okay.
And here's a blindfold for you, Dennis.
Mindy, this is a diaper.
Yeah, sorry. I ran out of paper bags.
Reggie, my head is not shaped like a butt.
And for you, Guy Raz, I have a bucket blindfold. You can put it on your head.
Mindy, this bucket is filled with fried chicken.
Oh, whoops. Let me just dump that out right there.
Ugh.
Here you go.
I was going to eat that.
Now. Is everyone ready to play the game?
I'm ready!
Absolutely!
You got it, dude!
Talk louder!
Okay, great. Now that you're all wearing blindfolds, I will make the first sound, and then you have to guess what that sound is. Okay? Here we go.
What is that?
It's a goat eating a watermelon rind.
No, it's wet gummy bears and plastic wrap.
Mindy, stop smacking your gum!
I almost had it.
And it looks like we have a winner for round one, folks. That was the sound of me smacking my gum.
Please. that again.
Next up, it's Grandma G-Force.
All right, let me just get out of this chair here.
G-Force?
Oh, I know. It's a duck.
Now, that was just the warm-up act.
Okay, Grandma G-Force, whenever you're ready,
make that sound.
Oh, I like that we all say it together.
Let's see now.
Some sort of liquid?
It's a bowl of something.
Oh, bowling ball!
Please stop slurping your soup. That sound, it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's correct! Guy Raz, you are 2 for 2. Let's keep the momentum rolling. Thomas Fingerling, you're up.
All right, you are never gonna guess what I'm gonna do.
It's time to make that sound!
Ha! Cha-cha!
Tree branches breaking into a million pieces!
Chicken bones thrown down a staircase!
Walnuts being crushed by a leather hammer!
Please stop cracking your knuckles! That popping sound, it's unbearable!
Is it unbearable, Guy Raz? Or is it correct? The answer is cracking knucks. Guy Razzy, you are really crushing it at this game. Okay, final round, everyone. This one's for all the marbles. Dennis, you're up.
Oh, boy.
No, 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 no. I cannot, will not sit here anymore and listen to knuckle cracking or gum smacking or soup slurping. These sounds, they're like an attack on my brain.
That's okay, Guy Raz. We can stop playing. I'll just sit here quietly and eat these potato chips.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
Ooh, Guy Raz, I'm no doctor, but I wonder if you might be suffering from a relatively newly understood condition known as misophonia.
Miso-what-ia?
Misophonia. It's a condition where a person has a strong reaction to specific sounds. I just read a study about it in the journal Scientific Reports.
Are you suggesting that there may be a scientific reason for the way I reacted to all those awful sounds?
I mean, maybe, but also maybe not. See, this study came out of the University of Amsterdam, and it was led by a professor of psychiatry named Damien Danes.
And by psychiatry, you mean the branch of medicine that deals with the mind and emotions and behavior, right?
Exactoritos. And while scientists and doctors have known for a while that certain sounds can cause people to go, you know, bonker balls, there really hasn't been a whole lot of research on misophonia. In fact, some would argue that maybe it's not even that big of a deal at all.
Not a big deal. Mindy, when I heard those sounds, I wanted to...
Now, that's what I call some good fried floor chicken.
Guy Raz, knowing that many people in the world go just as bonkerballs as you do when they hear certain sounds, Dr. Danes decided to head to his lab to figure out why.
Why?
Why do some people feel like their heads are going to explode whenever they hear the perfectly natural sound of someone chewing potato chips or slurping soup or smacking gum?
And did he have any ideas as to why? Maybe even a hypothesis or an educated guess?
You know it, Guy Raz. So Dr. Danes thought that the answer could lie somewhere in the human brain. So, to get closer to the answer, he decided to conduct an experiment.
Oh, I love an experiment!
For this experiment, Dr. Danes invited 44 people into his lab. 21 of those people with misophonia and 23 people without it. And then, while monitoring or studying their brains, he had them watch some videos.
Huh. What kind of videos?
Well, two kinds, actually. The first videos showed people making some common sounds that really seemed to bother people with misophonia. You know, lip smacking, heavy breathing, stuff like that.
And the other videos?
The other videos were of things that do not normally affect people with misophonia. Things like a person meditating or even a gross scene from a movie.
Well, I know I'd much rather watch a gross scene from a movie than have to listen to Dennis eat potato chips. No offense, Dennis.
Oh, none taken. In high school, I was voted most likely to annoy someone with snack food.
What Dr. Danes found was that both groups of people reacted pretty much the same to the videos of meditation and gross stuff.
But what about the videos of the lip smacking and the heavy breathing?
Ah, well, that's where things got interesting. See, only the people in the misophonia group reacted badly to those videos. The other group, they're basically just meh.
Huh. And earlier you mentioned that Dr. Danes was monitoring or studying their brains. So what did he discover?
Well, he discovered that his hypothesis may have been correct. That when watching the videos of the lip smacking and heavy breathing, the group of people with misophonia felt intense anger and disgust, and their heart rates went bonker balls.
Those are the same feelings and reactions that people express when they might be experiencing extreme emotions or fear. I know these feelings, Mindy. Who is clipping their nails?
Who's doing what now?
Well, there we go. That was a stubborn one. Look at this toenail fingerling. How many layers you see there?
Looks to be about 17.
Calm down, Guy Razzie. It's just the sound of Grandma G-Force clipping her toenails. But back to the study, Guy Raz. What Dr. Danes discovered when studying the brain activity of these people was that the parts of their brains that are responsible for helping to control fear and emotions, well, those parts, they went into hyperdrive.
Ah, so in other words, some of the survival-related parts of the brain felt attacked or in danger.
Exactoritos, which led Dr. Danes to suspect that people with misophonia might have parts of their brains that are wired a little bit differently than people without it.
So I suppose that when a person with misophonia hears a sound like Grandma G-Force clipping her toenails...
Say what? Oh, snap.
That person might receive an extra strong signal to their brain, causing them to respond in an extreme way.
Bingo, Guy Raz. A person with misophonia might react to Grandma G-Force's toenail clipping sound the same way that another person might respond to the sound of a loud fire alarm.
And when you say a person, are you referring to me?
What? No.
Yeah, you are, Mindy.
Dennis!
What? She is!
Yeah, I am. And what's even more interesting is that people with misophonia are often bothered by a lot of the same sounds, and in many cases, sounds involving the mouth. I'm talking sounds like slurping, crunching, coughing, throat clearing, tap tapping, tongue clicking, lip smacking, heavy breathing, mouth sounds.
Just think thinking of these sounds makes me want to scream. Do these scientists know of anything that can be done to help people with this condition deal with these sounds?
Well, not just yet, Guy Raz. See, the study of misophonia is still so new that scientists haven't even agreed on a specific definition for what it is yet. I mean, before they can know how best to detect it and treat it in a person, they at least have to agree on what it is exactly.
I can tell you what it is. It's the panic I feel every time I hear another person slurping or smacking or chewing.
Yes, but what might result in a feeling of panic for you might result in extreme fear or disgust or even rage in someone else.
Interesting.
And in another person, it might result in just a strong annoyance.
Huh.
This is all to say that there's still so many more questions than answers when it comes to misophonia.
Mindy, can we get back to the game, please? It's Reggie's turn, and I want to hear what he does. Okay, everyone, blindfolds on.
I got this paper bag over my head.
And I want the diaper this time. Here, Janice, you take this boring old blindfold.
Fine.
Okay, Reggie, whenever you're ready,
make that sound!
What's happening?
It sounds like needles on my brain!
Oh, snap, make it stop!
Oh, heavens, it sounds like the devil doing math problems.
Recognize that sound anywhere, Reggie. That's talons on a chalkboard.
Oh, phew. It's over.
Hey, what's everyone freaking out about? It's just a sound.
It's like a fingernail scratching on the inside of my skull.
Music to my ears.
It's like two dinner plates having a knife fight.
Hey, does this mean I win the game?
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
This message for parents comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc. Teladoc is here for you with 24/7 access to board-certified doctors who can diagnose and treat non-emergency conditions like sinus infections, allergies, rashes, and more. And Teladoc's doctors can, where authorized, call in a prescription to be filled at the pharmacy of your choice. Download the app today or visit teladoc.com/NPR.
2020 has been rough, but there have been some bright spots.
Hi, Sam. On July 9th, I donated a kidney to someone that I didn't know.
Hi, Sam. Well, the best thing that happened to me this week is that I made a new friend.
The best things that happened to you this year. Listen now to the It's Been a Minute podcast from NPR.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the World.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, my name is Garaz. My name is Owen, and I live in Charlotte, South Virginia. And my wow in the world is that some giant jellyfish have tentacles that extend one-third the length of a football field. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz. End of your show.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. This is John from Austin, Texas. And did you know that ghost ants have see-through stomachs? Love your show. Bye.
Hi, I'm Dylan from Waltham, Massachusetts. My wow is that sharks have about 3,000 teeth in their mouth at once and can lose up to 100 teeth a day. Say hi to Reggie for me.
My name is Esme, and I live in Bend, Oregon. My wow is that a snail has more teeth than a saber-toothed tiger and a shark. Say hi to everybody. Bye. I love your show.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Julia, and I'm from Pemberton, B.C. My wow in the world is that the sun can fit more than a million Earths inside of it. say hi to Reggie, Thomas Finkling, and Grandma G-Force for me.
Surprise!
Oh, snap.
Bye. Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Wyatt, and I live in Eugene, Oregon. My wow in the world is that after Komodo dragons eat an animal, they throw off any teeth, bones, or hair. Say hi to Thomas Fingerling for me.
Who's doing what now?
Hi, my name is Geneva. I am 9 years old. I'm from Corvallis, Oregon. My wow in the world is that cats can't taste sweetness. Say hi to Reggie for me.
Destin, I come from Chicago and I'm 5 years old. My wow in the world is that squids have suction cups with hooks that spin around on them to fight whales.
Hi, my name is Phoebe. I live in Haverhill, Massachusetts. And my wow in the world is that a Cape ground squirrel uses its tail as a sunshade. Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Lavanya, and I'm from Toronto, Canada. My wow in the world is that the wood frog can hold its pee for up to 8 months. Isn't that bonkerballs? Say hi to Reggie, Grandma G-Force, and Dennis for me.
Ooh, ham!
Hush, puppies.
End of messages.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this week on Wow in the World.
And to keep the wow rolling, check out this week's scientific conversation starters at our website, wowintheworld.com.
And grown-ups, there you can find more info on how your kids can become members of the World Organization of Wowzers, shop our Wow Shop, upload photos and videos to us, and check dates for our upcoming live events. That's wowintheworld.com.
Our show is produced by Jed Anderson,
who provides the bells, whistles, and silly characters. Say hello, Jed.
Hello.
Our show is written by me, Guy Raz, and Thomas Van Kalken, who also provides silly characters. Tom?
Hello there.
Thanks also to Jessica Bodie, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Alex Curley. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big WOW to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of the show.
Also, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to WOW in the World on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, leave us a few stars, a review, or just tell a friend about the show.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing.
Jinx!
Was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
What does it take to start something from nothing? And what does it take to actually build it? I'm Guy Raz. Every week on How I Built This, I speak with founders behind some of the most inspiring companies in the world. NPR's How I Built This, listen now.